But what causes this rupture, this separation away from the state and to the truth, we're asking today? If not seeing, in a way sudden or creeping, that we belong not to the state, but to the all of it, that the state contravenes the purpose we are born with by seizing our energy to command it for its own use, its own earth-opposed, not bestowed purposes, and in so doing, reduces us. How do we become what we are under class, unless through a process of listening to the eternal, through the means of our bodies, by hearkening? For as our bodies are the earth roots, we each are manifestations of the infinite. We each come from it, whatever word we use for God, and represent for it the collective all. When the Book Review writer in the New Yorker article we are discussing says, quote, "The first scandal of Christianity is epistemological and has to do with the claim that Jesus is God made flesh and that he died and rose again from the dead. The notion of a fully human God who shares human weaknesses and frailties without any diminution of divinity is so outrageous that Christians anxiously police Christ's full divinity." This article we're quoting from is Paul is Dead by James Wood in the New Yorker of July 10 and 17, 2017. When he says this, Mr. Wood, he completely misunderstands what is meant by Jesus rose from the dead. What is meant is what Prince means when he says spirits come and spirits go. Some stick around for the after show. It means that the soul continues on. But of course, you have to have one. That's critical, which is why Prince reminds us repeatedly to choose to have one. And that Jesus maintained an interest in the progress of our collective humanity down here clamped in the vise of power. And it seems clear, saw he needed a paw. Next to her, they just a fool. Chelsea, read more books than a few. Moses was a pharaoh in the 18th dynasty. And Mo was chilling in Carthage.